On the Fly with Jaymon G. On the Fly is on the air.
Jaymon G, and we're back at the EAA Air Academy. And if you're listening on AM 1210, 93.1 FM, or airventure.org, EAA Radio is on the fly. And it is Wednesday now at about 12:30. We are over here joined by Ben and Shannon, and they are currently volunteering for EAA Kid Venture. But tell us more about your program, Ben.
Well, we're part of the Spread Your Wings group that's out of Milwaukee County. There's a group of five of us that are up here for the Air Adventure. And this week, we're helping with the Kid Adventure, volunteering and giving help to the booths wherever they need us. Our group has been up here a couple times at Oshkosh for a couple different events. We did Ford Tri-Motor ride back in October. And then right after the last Air Adventure, we were up here for a week just learning about the EAA, and they gave us a tour and learning about aviation and looking around Oshkosh, and we got to go up in the new tower right after the Air Adventure.
That's very cool.
Yeah, which is totally closed off to the public now because of the security, so it was kind of cool that we got to go up there.
So Ben, tell us a little bit about the Spread Your Wings program.
Well, the Spread Your Wings program, we got sponsored by a couple, and they donated a bunch of money to the EAA, and they wanted kids from Milwaukee County to come up to the EAA and who are interested in aviation and eventually want to start a career or a large hobby in it. So they paid for us to come up here and sponsorship to learn about aviation, do a bunch of flights, get to work up here, get to learn with all the staff that works with aviation all the time, year round, and get the experience. So when we actually get into the real world, we got a step up on aviation.
Are you all high school kids?
Currently, four of us are high school students. I'm actually going into my sophomore year at Western Michigan University.
Okay.
For aviation.
Oh, good. So it's a mix.
Yeah, it's a mix of ages. We're all higher up high school, and then I'm just going into college. When I started this whole program, I was a senior in high school right at the beginning of the year, because we started with a computer internet program that was Aero Scholars that got us connected with Spread Your Wings here at Oshkosh. And then they asked us to come out here and do a couple events. And then once we finish all these events, we actually get a scholarship to our next flight rating.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity.
That is. If someone wanted to get involved in Spread Your Wings, how do they go about doing that?
To get involved, they'd contact the EAA. A great person to contact would be Bob Campbell, who's the Director of Education up here at Oshkosh. So he'd be a great one to talk to about how to get in and what's the first step of getting into the programs here at the Air Academy Lodge.
So Shannon, tell us a little bit about your experiences with Spread Your Wings.
Last year, August 12th was the day that we were asked to go fly the light sport plane, except the boys weren't listening because they were on a simulator in the basement down that day. So they were all happy. That's the first week we came up here, 2008. And I was like, yeah, I'll go. And so I was the first to fly, and I was surprised because he goes like, well, I'm gonna let you take control. And I look at him like, me? Like, I can't believe it's me. But I took control. Even though if I would have let my nerves take control, then we probably would have crashed.
Was that your first airplane ride?
Yes.
Oh, great.
That was my first time ever flown, so now I'm representing Milwaukee for like all the girls. I hope that over the EAA radio, I hope I open a lot of doors for a lot of girls who's younger than me or older than me. Opportunities like this, you better grab onto them, because if you don't, you can lose them.
So have you always had a dream of flying?
Yes, really.
Well,
I have two dreams, which is being a pilot and obstetrician and gynecologist. So it's hard, but I'm working on it.
Well, this is a great opportunity for you then.
Yes, it is.
Cool. So, Ben, you mentioned Aero Scholars a little bit ago, and that's an EAA program. Tell us about that program.
Well, Jeff, that program is an internet class that you can actually get college credit for. I believe it's a tops of like 6 credits. It's 2 semesters. The first one, you just get an intro to aviation, and you learn about history and the basic aerodynamics. And then finish that one up, and then you go into more advanced stuff. And it's a real cool program where you can do online, at home, at the library, wherever you want. and just sit down, learn about aviation, and meanwhile actually get college credit.
So if someone wants to get involved in the Aero Scholars, what do they do?
Either contact Bob Campbell again, or they can actually go online and look up aeroscholars.com and register there.
And is that through Utah Valley State College? Well, it used to be Utah Valley State College. Is that through Utah Valley University?
I believe so. It's, yes.
Utah Valley University, which used to be Utah Valley State College, but now, and they have a big online aviation college program.
Yeah, it's a real cool interactive program where it gives you a lesson. You go read through the info, then you take a couple quick quizzes, you go on to the next step, and then you do a midterm and a final exam. And it's pretty easy, laid back. You can do it whenever you want and put in your own time. You can either bust it out in 3 weeks or take the whole semester to do it, depending on your own schedule.
Well, that sounds great. So you guys are volunteering over at the EAA Kid Venture, which is a huge part of Air Venture Oshkosh. Tell us a little bit about the program, Ben and Shannon, what you're doing over there.
Well, our Spread Your Wings group is actually volunteering over at the Kid Venture wherever they need our help. Currently, right now, we're just handing out free raffle tickets for the RC aircraft. They're raffling off. And then there's a bunch of other booths and hangars. Some hangars we can go in. The kids can actually jump in aircraft and feel what it's like. There's booths where you can make penny gliders. There's some other booths where you can go into simulators for RC aircraft. You can actually go out next to Pioneer Airport, which is a grass strip, and fly the RC aircrafts. And then there's also helicopter rides for people that can purchase tickets to go up and go around Oshkosh for a little while and actually take a helicopter ride in the same model as what was used in the TV show MASH.
That's a Bell 47.
Correct.
And Shannon, what do you do over at Kid Venture?
Pretty much the same thing, where I'm raffling off tickets, but I stand outside and try to collect some of the people. And then, like, if kids, like, also I'm supposed to introduce this little program that comes on every hour of the day. So 11, 12, 1. It comes on, and it's a little show for people to walk into this trailer, and they watch it and stuff like that. And I'm supposed to do that because I was told that yesterday. So I tell people about that, and then I help them raffle off the tickets. That'll help you get a P-51, Mustang, Piper Cub, or Cessna.
Well, a ride?
No,
or
it's
are
a
they
free model
airplanes?
They're RC aircraft.
Okay.
So remote control airplanes.
Tell us, Ben, what they do at Kidventure. What kind of activities are going on over there?
Well, it's for younger kids that... after they go over to Air Adventure by the airport, and after they look at all the other planes, they can actually come over to Kid Adventure. They can make gliders out of balsa wood. They can get in the planes and play around and get real up close with stuff. Look at all the engines real up close. And there's also some, as Shannon mentioned, there's some videos. You can pop into these large RV trailers and watch some videos. Get interactive with the kids, more hands-on than just walking around the fair and seeing the larger aircraft up close.
So we should probably tell the listeners that the Kid Adventure is actually over at the EAA Museum, and there is bus service from the bus center over to the museum, a regular bus service. You can bring your kids over here. It's part of Air Venture, and people are free to just spend the day there if they want to, or... you know, leave their kids there and go.
Well, I don't suggest leaving your kids there, Jeff.
Yeah, it's not a babysitting service. But Kidventure is really cool for the young ones here. And they do tend to get a little bit bored over in the adult areas and on the flight line. So Kidventure is certainly something that everybody with kids here should visit. Well, thank you very much for joining us on EA Radio today. It sounds like you guys are having a great week, and we appreciate you spending some time with us.
Thanks, Jeff.
J-Mon G, EA Radio, AM 1210, 93.1 FM, and on the web at airventure.org. We'll be right back in a few moments.